Arjun will say good morning. Let's begin. A beautiful, beautiful daf Gemara today. Today's daf is Ayin Hay 75. We have a lot to do today. We are picking up Ayin Dalet Amud Beis 74b. So what we're picking up, on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, five lines up from the bottom. Kesra Avdini Am Rabbi Yochanan. My dichsiv. When Avdini came along, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What's the meaning of the pasuk? Kihu al yamim yatadava al naharos yichoneneha. Elu Shiva Yamin Va'arba Narosh Makifin Es Eretz Yisrael. This is a reference to the four rivers, the seven seas and the four rivers that surround Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elu Hain. And these are these bodies of water. Ve'elu Hain Shiva Yamin. Yamashal Tiberia, the Sea of Tiberia. Yamashal Stone, the Sea of Stone. Yamashal Chilas, the Sea of Chilas. Yamashal Chilsa, the Sea of Chilsa. Yamashal Sivchi, the Sea of Sivchi. Yam Aspamia, the Sea of Aspamia. The Yam HaGadol. Now, both in that, out of all of these, so we recognize, of course, Tveria, we recognize Sdom, right? Tveria is the Kinneret, Sdom is the Yam HaMelach, the Dead Sea, and we recognize ultimately the Yam HaGadol is the Mediterranean. These other water sources, it's possible, again, that just over time, they may have dried up. So the Gemara says the following, Ve'eluhein, Arba Naros, and these are the four rivers, Yarden, Yarmuch, Kirumyon, Ufigo, Kiyosra, Dimar, Ve'ochlam, Asid Gavriel Lasos kin. I'm sorry. Asid Gavriel Lasos top of Ayin Hay. Kanigya im Leviasan. So listen to this. So the Gemara says in the Yomasa Mashiach, whenever you see Asid always refers to Mashiach comes. So Gavriel the Malach is going to make a Kanigya. Rashi says Tzedas Chayos Bekeshes Veromach. He's going to hunt down the Leviasan because remember, as we've established already yesterday, what's on the menu for the Messianic Suda? So we have, again, it seems to be for the appetizer, the Lev Yasan, or maybe it's two opportunities for the main. I don't know, maybe there's like a fish and a meat, but there's Lev Yasan. And again, the Behemos Chai Saaretz, we also saw those large animals that graze upon 1,000 hilltops. Those are the meals, ultimately, again, for Mashiach. Shneemar, Gavriel, is going to be in charge ultimately again of hunting and capturing the Lev Yasan. Shneemar, Hatim Shoch Lev Yasan Bechiga, or Bechevel Tashkia Lishano. Literally means also, are you going to catch the Lev Yasan with a fish hook? Are you going to be able to rope it with its tongue? And were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help the Malach Gavriel catch the Lev Yasan, so the Malach would be unable to do so. Shneemar, Ha'oso Yigash Harbo. Kesher Diyan Rav Yochanan. B'shosh Lev Yasan Raif. So we'll say again, the Gemara now spends a little bit of time discussing just the incredible size and vastness of the Lev Yasan. And I will say, now again, you're asking yourself, why did the Gemara need to spend so much time speaking about the largeness of the Lev Yasan? So remember, again, Lev Yasan is a reference to Messianic era, specifically, again, to reward in the Messianic era. The idea that the Gemara is trying to highlight over here is the abundant reward that is waiting for the righteous in the world to come. Remember, again, one of the theological pillars of our Yiddishkeit is the idea of schar va'onesh. There is reward and punishment for everything that happens in this world. There's reward and punishment for everything. Now again, whether that reward and punishment is carried out here in this world, or whether it's in the Olam HaEmes, or whether it's both, we know for sure there's some element of it here, there's some element of it in the Olam HaEmes, but the bulk of it is in the Olam HaEmes. These discussions about Lev Yasan and all these things are here to reinforce this notion of Schar in Olam Haba. Because all of us, sometimes many of us run into our theological crises that are specifically centered around the idea of how is it that I'm doing everything right, and yet life doesn't seem to be exactly going my way. These Gemaras reinforce the Ashkafas, that although you might not be getting what you want in this world, rest assured that the schar for our good activities is absolutely secured in the world to come. Says the Gemara, when the Lev Yasan is hungry, it's when the Lev Yasan is hungry, what does he do? He exhales, he emits hot breath, and ultimately, again, causes the bottom waters to boil up. And I guess that gives him the fish or the other creatures that he needs to be sustained. Shneemar, Yarsiach Kisir Mitzula. We'll say first wide line, Ayin Hamed Aleph. V'yomali Machnis Rosha L'Gan Eden, Enko Beria L'chol Olam Obrecho. And were the Lev Yasan to extend its head into Gan Eden, its breath is so bad that, or its smell is so bad that no creature would be able to withstand it. Shneemar, Yam Yasim Kemer Kacha, Ubishash Etzame, when it's thirsty, We'll say the Lev Yasson drinks the seawater, and when it drinks the seawater, literally tlam tlam means furrows. It drinks so much that it causes furrows on the seabed. Shene emar acharav yoyin esiv. Amar v'achar b'Yaakov ein tom chozer le'isano at shivim shana. After the Lev Yasson drinks, he depletes the seawater so much that to whom the depths are not restored to their previous levels for 70 years. Shene Amar, Yachshov Tom L'Seva, so the Tahom, literally again, will be reckoned with, L'Seva means old age, Ve'in Seva Pechusa Meshivim, and there's no old age less than 70. Amar Abar Yochanan, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Se'udah La'Tzadikim Me'Bisar Shalev Yasan. We'll say, so beautiful. In the future, in the Messianic era, the Ribono Shel Olam is going to make a Se'uda, ultimately, again, from the flesh, from the meat of the Lev Yasson. I'll say this on. I'm just going to say, there's a lot to say about this. If we have time, I'll go through some of it. Okay. So the Ribono Shel Olam is going to make a Se'uda from the Basra of the Lev Yasson. Shnei Amar, Yichru Alav Chaverim, Vein Kara Ela Se'uda. Shine Emar, Vayichra Lehem Kara Gidola, Vayochlu Vayishtu, Vein Chaverim Ela Tamidi Chacham. Okay, so more darshini in the Pasuk. So in the Messianic era, the Moshe is going to make us an incredible Suda from the meat of the Lev Yasson. Shine Emar, Hayosheves Baganim Chaverim Makshivim Lekolei Hashmi'ini. Vashar, so we'll say, so therefore we've proven that ultimately again, Kira, Yichru, is Lashon of Suda. Chaverim, Tamidi Chachamim are called Chaverim. So he goes on, Vashar, what happens now? Here's what's amazing. After feeding all of the tzaddikim, there's leftover, the shirayim. So what happens with the shirayim? So the Gemara says, v'hashar michulakin, mechalkin, also, v'osin boschor b'shuki Yerushalayim. We'll say, what do they do with the rest of the Lev Yasson? They go ahead and they divide it up. V'osin boschor b'shuki Yerushalayim means the merchants sell it. They sell it. So the leftover Lev Yasson ultimately, again, goes for sale in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim. Shene Emar, Yachatzeu ben Kinanim. It will be divided up between the Kinanim. The in Kinanim, Ela Tegarim. Who are the Kinanim? The Kinanim ultimately, again, are the merchants. Shene Emar, Kinan biyado ma'azne mirma, la'ashekoyf, the other possibility is here. Asher sochara sarim kinana nichbede aris. So just proving the fact that the word kinanim ultimately means merchants. Bamar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asher Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasos sukkah letzadikim meoro shalev yasan. We'll say, so Rabbi says so beautifully that in the future, the Ribono Shel Olam is going to make a sukkah. Is going to make literally a sukkah for us. Now this, by the way, is not referring to a sukkah of mitzvah. This is just referring to a sukkah, habitation. Hashem is going to make a habitation for us out of the skin of the Lev Yasson. Also, by the way, you know, the beautiful Yiratzon that you say, on Hoshana Rabbah, some say it again on Shmini Atzeres, where the tefillah, when we leave the sukkah, actually makes reference to this idea that we should be zocha miras Hashem to sit in sukkaso shel oro shelev yasan. And again, that tefillah comes from this Gemara. The idea that a Mashiach comes, I will say, so what does this mean? Just to understand on a metaphorical level, if Lev Yasson represents the schar in this world, so literally a sukkah is like a domicile. Moshe Shalom says we're going to be enveloped in the schar of our actions. We're going to be enveloped in the schar, ultimately again, of our deeds. Not just are we going to partake of it, but we're even going to be housed in that schar. Shene Amar, Hismali b'sukah soro, zocha osin lo sukkah. So we'll say if a person merited, you get a Lev Yasson sukkah. Lo zocha, what happens if you don't have enough zechuyos to get the sukkah? Osin lo tziltzo. Then what happens? They're both say you get a necklace. This is like, you know, I'm reminded of this. My daughter came home with, you know, with the Chinuch Hatzmai, you know, collections. You know, if you raise enough money, you could collect, you get from this prize. If you don't, you get from this prize. When Mashiach comes, again, you'll bring your tickets, you'll bring your mitzvahs. And again, if you have enough, Emir Tzashem, you get to the Sukkah of Lev Yasson. If you don't have enough, so what do you get? A tzeltzel. A necklace. A Lev Yasson necklace. Now, by the way, what's the chap of this? You know, this is why this chachma and everything. You know, we'll say, you know, I'll tell you this in just a second. So you get the necklace. You'll see what it is in just a moment. Shnei Mar, ubitzaltzal dogim rosho. Zacha oslo tzaltzal. I'm sorry. Tzaltzal means shade, excuse me. Not necklace. We'll get the necklace in just a moment. So tzaltzal, the Rashbam points out, is a sukkah without walls. So it gives you ultimately, again, the shade on top like a canopy, but doesn't give you the walls. So some people get the sukkah, some people get the tzaltzal. Lo zacha. So we'll say, okay, fine. Lo zacha. What happens if you don't have enough zichuyos, ultimately, again, for the tzaltzal, osinlo anak. Now they give you a necklace. You get a necklace. Shnei Amar va'anakim megagar osecha. Zocha osinlo anak. So if you're zocha, you get the necklace. Lo zocha osinlo kamiya. If you're not zochar for the necklace, you get a kamiya. We'll say kamiya is an amulet. Shne'emar, v'tikshereno l'na'arosecha. V'ashar, so we'll say, so that's the different gradations. If you have enough sechuyos, then ultimately again you get the sukkah. Not enough sechuyos, you go ahead and you get the tzaltzal, you get the canopy. Not enough sechuyos, less amount, so you get the necklace. And then again, the less amount of sechuyos is the kamiya, is the amulet. We'll say, what's the chab? Meaning, what does all of this mean? What all of this means, we'll say, is, in the Olam Ha'emes, you have to live the life you led. What do I mean by that? In other words, I will say for eternity, you live in the house, in the life that you created for yourself. So if you created a good life for yourself, you get ultimately the sukkah. If not, you get the tzaltzal. If not, you get the anak. If not, you get the kamiya. And I will say, that's what you live in. That's what you have for eternity. Not only that, by the way, not only is that what you have, but what? I will say, you know, there's another piece of this, which is, that's what you have in front of everyone else as well. So if you're walking around with a sukkah or living in your sukkah, Baruch Hashem, you have the knowledge of seeing that Dori Doro see that you lived a good life. But if you only went ahead and made for yourself a kamiya, then that's what you have also. And I was about to say that it's important for us to understand that the things that we do in this world, the actions that we have, the lives that we lead, you know, I was about to say, we often look at these gemaras and we say, oh, cute, that we make jokes, so we laugh it off a little bit, or so we don't take it as seriously. I was say, just so you understand, what the gemara is telling us is that the life that you lead in this world is ultimately, again, the life that you have to live with for all eternity. That's it. So if you get a sukkah, you get a sukkah shkoyach. You lived a good life. But if you didn't live a life of a sukkah, you're not getting a sukkah. You understand, there's very little upward mobility in the Olam Ha'emes. Right? Meaning, the life that you led, that's what you have to subsist on for all eternity. It's true, if you leave behind children, they could do if you're in a neshama. But at the end of the day, what you have to subsist on is the life that you led. So I have to ask myself the fundamental shayla. Am I living a life that's worthy of a Lev Yasan sukkah? Am I living a life that's worthy of a Lev Yasan sukkah, or am I going to get the kamiya? You know, am I getting like a, you know, it's like a, am I getting the Olam Haba lanyard? You know, am I going ahead? You know, it's like Lahav the Alaf Alfei Rivi Abdullahs. You know, what color, like with APAC? You know, what color is your lanyard? You know, what color is your lanyard will depend ultimately again what you're able to access in the Olam Ha'emes. I would say, but it's an incredible thing. Whatever you do, right? Whatever you do in this world, that's what you have for all eternity. So the Gemara goes right there. The Gemara says, Vashar. What happens to the rest of the Levi Yasan? Vashar. So the rest of the Levi Yasan, the Levi Yasan spreads over the walls of Yerushalayim. Vizivo mafik misofa olava ad sofo. And I will say, the light, apparently again, even just the flesh of the Levi Yasan, the skin, emits a radiant light and ultimately illuminates the world from one end to the other. Shene emar, v'holchu goyim, he spreads this over the walls of Yerushalayim. Shene emar, v'holchu goyim l'orech, u'molochim l'noga zarchech. The Samti Kad Sham Shoseich. So we'll say the Pasuk over here is quoting now from the Pasuk on Yeshaya. The Samti Kad Kar Shim Sosayich. I will go ahead and we'll say, and literally again, place Kad Kad on your walls. Right? So this is a reference ultimately again to the rebuilding of the base. Hamikdash. Moshe Shalom says, I'll make your walls out of Kad Kad. What's Kad Kad? I'm Rabbi Shulman Nachmani. Pligi Trei Malachi Birakia. We'll say, there's an Achlokis in Shamayim about what Kad Kad is. Gavriel Michael, amazing. Va'amilei Chamorayim Marava. Some say it's not two malachim; it's two amorayim in Eretz Yisrael. Uman Inon, who were they? Yehuda v'Chizkiyah ben Yerabchiyah. Chad Amar Shoham. So we'll say, so Kad Kad is a stone. The machlokis is what's the type of stone. One said it's a Shoham stone. The Chad Amar Yishpa. One says it's a Yishpa stone. Amrulah Kadosh Baruch Hu lehavi kedenu keden. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let it be both. Let it be both. No read from Achlokas. I'll make the walls of Yerushalayim out of this combined stone of Shoham and Yishpa. Usha'arayich. He quotes over here again. Usha'arayich, excuse me. Usha'arayich, I'm sorry. La'avne ektach. So I'll make again your gate out of the hewn stone. Ki hadi yasir Rabbi Yochanan the Kadarish. Rabbi Yochanan darish in the following. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'avi avanim tovos umargalios shim shloshim al shloshim. But we'll say in the future, the Messianic Rabbi Boshal will bring precious jewels, precious stones. Margalios are literally pearls or other precious jewels. There are 30 by 30 amos. Special, right, precious stones are 30 by 30 amos. The Chokik Bohen Eser al Esrim. And he will carve out within them an entranceway that is 10 amos by 20 amos, Uma'amidin b'shari Yerushalayim, and he will establish these walls, these entranceways in the gates of Yerushalayim. Ligleg alav osa talmid. So we'll say, when Rabbi Yochanan was giving the shir, a certain talmid who was there, essentially disparaged, so that's ridiculous. Right? Talmud, hashta, in this world, we can't even find a precious stone that's the size of a bird's egg. And now you're telling me that Rebbe Shlomo is going to carve out stones that are 30 amos by 30 amos. That doesn't make any sense. Meaning you must be making this up. It doesn't make sense. So what happens? So Yomim, a number of days later, the student, so what happens? The student was on a boat journey. So he saw the Malachim, whatever this means, he saw the Malachim carving out precious stones that were 30 amos by 30 amos, and they were carving out entranceways that were 20 by 20. Excuse me, that were 10 by 20. Amar lohu, hanilaman. So the student said to the Malachim, who are you making this for? So what happened? They said to the student, oh, these are the stones that are going to be the entranceways for the future Yerushalayim. So the student came back before Rabbi Yochanan. Amrlei, drosh Rabbi, l'chan no'el l'drosh, kasher amarta kein ra'isi. So the student comes and says, Rabbi, darshan again, teach me more, because you are right, that which you darshan indeed is what I saw. People say, get ready for this. Amrlo. So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Reka, you fool, il mali lo ra'isa lo ha'amanta. Are you saying that had you not seen it, you would not have believed it? Melag leg al divrei chachamim ata. You are a person who disparages the words of the Chachamim. Nasan Einav Bo, literally he set his eyes upon him, v'na'ase gal shalat samos. And the student became a pile of bones. So we'll say, again, we've seen this expression before, Nasan Einav Bo, literally again, when we see that the Gemara treats in incredible severity one who disparages rabbinic law, one who disparages the Devarim of Divrei Chazal, and ultimately again the student died. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is an incredible, incredible exchange. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to understand something, to be spiritually successful, you can't just believe that which you see. Because I'll say, if you're only going to believe that which you see, you're going to suffer many challenges in life, because there are many things that the Rebbe Shalom calls upon us to believe that we can't and we will never see. So Shkayach, you saw the Malachim hewing the stones. But part of what Emunah means, Rebbe Shalom, is the, not part, but what true Emunah does mean, is the ability to believe even without seeing. So the Gemara goes back to Meisrei, Va'olech Eschem Komamius. I will go ahead and literally take you upright. Rabbi Meir Omer, Masayim Ama Kishtei Komoshel Adam. So let's listen to this. Rabbi Meir says that this ultimately means, if you take a look, Komamios, Rashbam says, Shtei Komos, Shtei Minim, Kishtei Komoshel Adam Rishon, Shemiutu Ad Kof Amasechas Chagiga. So let's say, so we'll see over here, the Gemara is talking about the height of Yerushalayim in the Messianic era. Mashiach comes. So Rabbi Meir says, that what does Komios mean? Omer Masayim Ama, Kishtei Komoshel Adam. The walls of Yerushalayim will be 200 Amos tall, twice the height of Adam Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tmei Ama Keneget Heichol. Rabbi Yehuda says, 100 Amos tall, corresponding to the Heichol of the Beis Hamikdash. Uksalav Shenemar, Asher Baninu Kinetim Gudol, Lebenu Arei Beno Sinek Yuzavios, Mechudavos Tavnes Heichol. So we'll say it's a contradiction. Because now you're telling me that the walls of Yerushalayim are going to be at least either 200 or 100 Amos, yet before you said, how tall is the entrance, Rabbi Ozai? 20 Amos tall. So that's a contradiction, to which it's not a contradiction, Ki Ka'am Rabbi Yochanan, Likavi de Bezega. Rabbi Yochanan will say, when he says about the opening of 10 amos by 20 amos, that's referring to the windows in the walls. The windows in the walls which allow for airflow, those will be 10 by 20. But ultimately, again, the actual height of the walls will be either 100 amos or 200 amos. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan will say, Brachatu Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Bidvaro. This is so beautiful. These Gemaras are so beautiful. I just ask your mechila that I'm not doing them justice, but you'll go back. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Sheva Chupos L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. In the Messianic era, the Yibon Shalom is going to make seven canopies for every single tzadik. So we'll say, what's the image over here of the chuppah? So remember again, the chuppah, the chuppah represents a sacred place where bonds of intimacy are forged, right? It's the space where a man and woman ultimately become husband and wife. So the chuppah in the Olam HaEmes ultimately again represents this idea of incredible connection, chibor, a spiritual passion, connection between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shalom is going to make for us seven chuppahs for every single tzaddik. Shenemar, because he quotes over here the pasuk from Yeshaya, Ubara Hashem al kol mechon hartzion va'amikreha anan yomam va'ashan v'noga eishla v'alayla kol kavod chuppah. So also he says there are seven different terms that describe this chuppah. So the Gemara understands that's a reference to seven different chuppos. Melamed shekol echad ve'echad osek l'shparchu chuppah lefi kavodo. So also every tzaddik receives a chuppah in accordance with his standing. Ashan b'chuppah lama. But we'll say, why does the pasuk seem to indicate that there's smoke inside that chuppah? Amar b'chinina, shekol mi she'inav tzaros b'tamidi chacham ba'olam hazeh, mismalos einav ashan li'olam haba. But we'll say, any person, literally einav tzaros means his eyes are narrow. He narrows his eyes b'tamidi chachamim in this world, which Rabbi says means a couple of different things. The Rashbam says, either it means that a person doesn't support Torah, or it means that a person is disparaging, ultimately, again, of Talmidei Chachamim. His eyes are filled with smoke in the world to come. Now, the interesting part is, despite the fact that a person might have looked disparagingly, or might not have been generous to Talmidei Chachamim in this world, interestingly enough, apparently he's still under a chuppah. It's just that the chuppah ultimately is filled with smoke. The Gemara goes by, Ve'esh b'chuppah lama, why is there fire underneath the chuppah, or in the chuppah? Rabbi Chanina, Melamed shekol echad ve'echad nichva mechupaso shel chavero. But it means ultimately again that every person is burned, right? Is singed by the chuppah of his friend. What does this mean? Ay lana la'osa busha, ay lana la'osa klima. Woe to us for such embarrassment. Woe to us such a degradation. We'll say, what does this mean? What this means is at the end of the day, and this is actually quite amazing. You know, apparently in the Olam HaEmes, so the one thing is, not only do you see the life that you led, but what else do you see? The life what everybody else led also. I mean, everybody sees what the, exactly, right? Everyone sees what the other did. And I will say, that, by the way, if you think about that, right? Imagine, again, you go to the Olam HaEmes, your parents, your grandparents, right? Your spouse, everybody sees the life that you led. And the truth is, they're both like, so what's important to understand is, I see the life that someone else led, and I realize how much they accomplished. And I say to myself, I could have done that. Had I just pushed myself a little bit more, I could have had that chuppah. I could have lived there. So when I see his chuppah, and I see that person's chuppah, I see that person, and I see that their chuppah is so much, quote-unquote, better, nicer, more beautiful than mine, and I could have had that. Had I just pushed myself a little bit more, there's like a fire that's burning in the chuppah. That's the fire of embarrassment, that I could have led a better life. I could have led a more meaningful existence. My chuppah could have been more beautiful. So the Gemara says, so that Lashon, by the way, is very strong. Oy la la osa busha, oy la la osa klima. Woe to us for this busha, woe to us for this degradation. When I see the chuppah that I could have had, and I see the chuppah that I do have, oh, it's such embarrassment. So the Gemara goes right to Kiyotzi v'deva at Omer. We find this expression elsewhere as well. V'nasata mehotcha lov, v'lo kol hotcha. So we'll say, the pasuk says, Kishbrach says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you shall give of your hod, of your beauty, to Yoshua, but not all of your hod. Give some of your hod, some of your spiritual beauty, but not all of it. Zikinim sheba osa dar amru. The elders of that generation said, "Pnei Moshe kipnei Chama, pnei Yoshua kipnei Levana." The face of Moshe, bless you, was like a radiant, luminescent sun. The face of Yoshua was a moon. So the idea over here is what? That Moshe Rabbeinu generated his own light. Yoshua simply reflected the light of his Rebbe. The Zikinim were saying that, you know what, Yoshua was great, but it wasn't the same as having Moshe Rabbeinu. Ay la la osabusha. Look how much our generation has taken a step down, that we went from a Moshe Rabbeinu, ultimately again to Yoshua. Yoshua is wonderful, but ultimately again it's like having a sun and then ultimately going to a moon. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Eser chupos asek lishbaruchu li adam arishon began eten. God made 10 chupas for Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. Shneamar Bega Eden the Eden Gan Alokim Ayisa Kol Evan Yikra. Marzucho Amar Achatas, right? Marzucho said there are 11 chuppas. Rabbi said, remember again, all of these chuppas represents different levels of intensity of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the chuppah represents. Shneamar Kol Evan Yikra Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vigarua Shabakulan Zav. So we'll say, so literally based on this pasuk over here in Yechezkel, they're describing the chuppos as being made out of precious stones. The cheapest, the most inferior chuppos that Adam Rishon had was one that was made out of gold. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vigarua Shabakulan the Kachash of Leila Basov. My, what's the meaning of the pasuk that quotes over here in Yechezkel? Melechas tupecha unikavecha bach. What does it mean when the pasuk says ultimately again that melechas tupecha, the work of, I will say tof means drums, the melecha of your drums, unikavecha. Nikavecha literally means holes. Right? What does this mean? Amrav Yehuda, Amrav Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Chiram, Melech Tzor. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Chiram, the king of Tzor. So we'll say Chiram, the king of Tzor, was one of the great antagonists of Klal Yisrael, and ultimately was a person who deified himself. He proclaimed that he was a god. So, Yibo Shalom said to Chiram, Melech Tzor, Becham Nistakalti, I looked at your image, Ubarasi Nekavim Nekavim Ba'adam, and I created different orifices in man. Now what does this mean? Take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. V'chanis takalti, k'shebarati olami, sha'ata asid limrod, v'lasos atzmecha loka, Ubarasi Ba'adam Nekavim Shemotzi en Rei, tov chaluhu, umenukav yom hiracha. So, Kishbarach says to Chiram, Chiram, I looked at you, and because of you, I created man with multiple orifices. What does this mean? Rabbi say, if there's one thing that keeps us humble in this world, it's the fact that we ingest, digest, and then excrete. And the idea that sometimes we are at the mercy of our bowels. And the idea that I might be in control, but if a person has to relieve themselves, then again, that drives everything. So I say, that's a very humbling reality. So Yibon Shalom says, Chiram, I saw that you would try to deify yourself, and therefore the way I inherently humbled man was creating in him nikavim, different orifices, vikadamri, hachikam, this is what he says, b'chon istakalti, Chiram, I looked at you, amadeis, v'kanasti misal adamarishon, and I decreed death on adamarishon, my ba'al, mikro'eho. So what does the pasuk mean when it says, ultimately, I will say the pasuk from Yeshaya. Ubara Hashem kol mechon har tzion va'al mikra'eha. Literally translated, I created kol mechon the establishment of har tzion va'kol mikra'eha and va'al mikra'eha and also all of its assemblies. What does this mean? Amar Rabban Yochanan. Look, Yushalayim sha'olam azeh, Yushalayim sha'olam haba. For see, Yushalayim of this world is not like Yushalayim of olam haba. And I will say, understand, olam haba has multiple meanings. Olam haba could mean the messianic era. Olam haba could also mean literally olam haba, right? I will say, so we often use olam haba to refer to the place of where you go when you die. But the Gemara often uses olam haba to refer literally olam haba, the world to come, which refers to the world under Mashiach. So Rabbi says that Yerushalayim of this world is not like Yerushalayim of Olam Haba. Yerushalayim sha'olam hazeh, kolorotze la'alos ola. Yerushalayim of this world, whoever wants to go up into it, can go up into it. However, again, sha'olam haba, but the Yerushalayim of Olam Haba, ein ha'olin ela mizumanin la. We'll say only those who are invited are permitted to enter. Va'amar Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, asidin tzadikim sh'nekiran al shmo shal kadosh baruch hu. In the future, the righteous will be known by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the righteous will be known as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shene'emar doesn't mean they become HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. Rather, it means that they are so great that they become known by the identity of God. Shene'emar, Kala nikra b'shmi u'lichvodi barasev, yitzartiv af asisiv. V'am Rosh Hobar Nachmani, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel nikru ashmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three who are, bless you, who are called by the name of God. And what are they? The Elohim, Tzadikim, Mashiach, Yerushalayim. The righteous, Mashiach, and Yerushalayim, we'll say, are all called by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadikim, Hadam. So we'll say, Tzadikim, we just said above. Mashiach, Dechsev, V'zeh Shemoa Sheikra Hashem Tzidkenu. Yerushalayim, Dechsev, Saviv Shmona Asra Elef, V'shem Ha'ir, Miyom Hashem Shama. Altikri Shama Elo Shma. So in the future, call the name of the city Hashem. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Asidin Sadiqim Shalom Lefei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yar Shalom Lefei, I'm sorry, read that again. Amar Belazar, Asidin Sadiqim Sha'omrim Lefnei HaKadosh Kederach Sha'omrim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the future, the Malachim will sing Kadosh before the Tzadikim in the same way that the Malachim sing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh. In other words, in the future, the Malachim will not only sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they will sing Shira to the Tzadikim as well. Shana Emar, V'hayo HaNishar B'Tzion, V'anosa B'Yushalayim, the one who is left in Tzion, the one who is left over in Yushalayim, Kadosh Yomar Lo. They will say Kadosh Timon. The Gemara understands is a reference to the Malachim. The Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asidah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lag B'Yas Hashem, Gimel Parasavs, Lamalo. In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift up Yushalayim. Yushalayim is not going to be sit flush against the ground, but rather, again, it's going to be put at an elevation of three parasols. Shene Emar, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk over here, quoting from Yeshaya, good, quoting from Yeshaya, so the Pasuk says, Ureim v'yasha tachtel, my tachtel, what does it mean ultimately, again, it's going to sit underneath, the ki tachtel, what it means, that underneath Yerushalayim is going to be the space that it currently occupies. In other words, that Yerushalayim is currently three parsos, and Mashiach comes ultimately as and it's going to be lifted up to a height of three parsos. Umimai, dahai tachta tlasa parsiyavya. Let's say, how do we know that Yerushalayim occupies a space of three parsos? Amar Rabba, Amar Liyahu Saba, lididi chazi li Yerushalayim kamaisa, utlasa parsiyavya. The first answer is very interesting, because Rabbi says there was an old man, right, one of the old men of Yerushalayim, and he said, oh, Yerushalayim is three parsos. Good. The old man said Yerushalayim is three parsos, therefore, you know, the dimensions of Yerushalayim are three parsos. So the Gemara says, V'shema tomar, yesh sar la'alos. Maybe you'll say, but it's going to be difficult. So must you understand what this means. A three parsos is a pretty significant distance. What we're now saying is that the Yerushalayim is going to be put at an elevation of three parsos off the ground. Maybe you'll say, there's going to be an incredible amount of tsar to go up. Talmud Lomar, mi ka'ila ka'af tu'ufena ukiyonim el arba osehem. So el aruv osehem, excuse me. So I'll say ultimately again, therefore the Pasuk says, we'll be like a cloud ultimately again that flies and like doves that take flight to their dove coats. In other words, just like the cloud moves effortlessly and the dove takes flight effortlessly, so we'll be able ultimately again to ascend to Yerushalayim without effort as well. Amar Papa, Shmamina, learn from here. Ha'iva tlasa parsi midli. See from here also that clouds are suspended at a height of three parsos. Amar Bichanina, we'll say first white line, ayin hayim a base. Amar Bichanina, Papa. Rivon Shalom originally wanted to demarcate the boundaries of Yerushalayim. Shene Emar, Va'omer Ana Atolich, Va'yomer Eli Lamo Des Yerushalayim, Liros Kama Rachba, V'Kama Arko. So what says, the Pasuk says, that ultimately in Zechariah, they ask Zechariah, where are you going? And Zechariah says, I'm going to measure out the future dimensions of Yerushalayim. So Amru Malach Eshos Yerushalayim Chodesh Baruch, the Malach Vesech Chodesh Baruch, Rivon Shalom, Harbe Krachim Barasa Ba'olam Echa, you created many cities in your world, Shalom Osalom, that belong to the nations of the world, V'lona Sata Midas Arkon, Umidas Rachban. Yet, you never demarcated them. Right? You left it to man to demarcate it. Yerushalayim Sheshim Chabasocha, O Mikdashah Chabasocha, V'Zadikim Besocha. In Yerushalayim, I will say, Yerushalayim, this is Malachim saying to Chalash Baruch Hu. Yerushalayim, 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 your name resides in that city. Your Beis HaMikdash resides in that city. V'Zadikim reside in that city. Atanosin Bamida, you want to demarcate it. Why do you want to put limiting boundaries? Miyad Vayomer Elov, Rots Daber Elanar Halaz, Lemor Parzus Teshev Yerushalayim, Mirov Adam Ubehemo Shebesocha. The Rebbe Shalom ultimately again recalls the order and commands the individual not to measure out the boundaries of Yerushalayim. Let's say the reference to the idea. What does it mean? Yerushalayim doesn't have boundaries. Yerushalayim always had boundaries, right? There's a municipality of Yerushalayim, there's a wall. Let's say, what's the idea? The idea is no boundaries represents that the impact of Yerushalayim Rabosai is boundless. The impact of Yerushalayim transcends way beyond its municipal borders. The impact, the Kiddusha, the holiness of Yerushalayim is felt everywhere. Amrei Shakish. Asin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohosif Ayushalayim Aleph Tafaf. So we'll say ultimately again, Yerushalayim Shalom is going to add on to Yerushalayim, meaning we'll say what the Gemara here is talking about is that Messianic Yerushalayim is going to be much bigger than present Yerushalayim. How much bigger? Ribbono Shel Olam is going to go ahead and add on to Yerushalayim, Elef Tafaf, 1,000 times the numerical value of the word Tafaf. So we'll say, so this must have been a mnemonic for them to remember, for Rish Lakish to remember these teachings. So Rish Lakish says, the Shmos going down in Yerushalayim 1,000 times, they were Tafaf Ginos. 1,000 times 169, that's in America Valley of Tafaf, gardens. That's how many more gardens there are going to be in future Yerushalayim. Aleph, Kafal Migdalim, 1,000 times in America Valley of Kafal. Kafal is 210. Migdalim Towers. Aleph, Litsuye, Biranos, 1,000 times. In America Valley, the word Litsuve, that's the number of castles. Litsuve, we'll say, is 146. Right? Aleph, Vishnei, Shilo, Tot Faros. 1,002 times the numerical value of the word Shiloh, which is 345, fortresses. V'chol achas v'achas, havya kitzi puri b'shalvas. And we'll say each and every one of these areas will be the size of Tzipori. We'll say Tzipori was a very large city in its time of tranquility. I saw Tzipori in a time of general tranquility. And I will say, there were 180,000 marketplaces that just sold different condiments for people to purchase. The idea being that Tzipori was very large. So we'll say the take-home message being that Yerushalayim of the Messianic era is going to be much bigger, ultimately again, than current-day Yerushalayim. So the pasuk goes on. Vatzalos tzela el tzela shalosh u'shloshim pamim. So we'll say this reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Literally, the chambers will be one chamber on top of another chamber 33 times. My shalosh u'shloshim pamim. We'll say, what does this mean 33 times? Amra b'levi, amra papi, mishum rabbi Yoshua, tisachni. Tisachni, so we'll say, that's the name of a place. The name of Yoshua of Sichni. Im gimel Yerushalayim. We'll say, if Yerushalayim is going to be three times its current size, then kol achas va'achas yesh ba shloshim medurim lamala. Then we'll say, if Yerushalayim is going to be three times its current size, then the structures of Yerushalayim are going to go up shloshim medurim. There'll be 30 domiciles. Upwards. In other words, Yerushalayim is going to be filled with what? Apartment buildings. Apartment buildings. 30 residences going up. Im shloshim Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim is 30 times its current size, then what? Then kol achas va'achas yesh ba shloshim adur lamala. Then I will say each structure will have three structures on top of it. In other words, garden apartments, right? So if it's three times, it's going to be high rises. If it's 30 times, it's going to be garden rises. We'll say the idea being, and the beautiful smile it puts on our face, is that the Gemara is painting for us a beautiful picture of two different things. Number one, we'll say the incredible and sheer massiveness of the Messianic era. How Yerushalayim is going to expand, not just in physical geographic size, but also in spiritual impact. And above us, I take home message number two is that ultimately, again, we have to be so careful how we live in this world, because the lives that we live here ultimately, again, will shape the Olam Haba, will shape the Sukkah, will shape the Suuda that ultimately we are entitled to take part of in the Olam HaEmes. So we'll stop over here. I'm going to share with you a short idea on the Parsha.